CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
In this room, service, would you send up some iced tea, please? Just one. Yes, Piper, room 412. Thank you.
No.
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh. And just a second ordered iced tea. When you knocked, I thought, well, that is certainly wonderful service.
Oh, no.
Second.
Yeah.
Should I call back and get one for you, too?
Oh, yeah, do that, will you? I could sure use some. New York is certainly mighty hot city in July.
Well, I don't think it's the heat so much.
I know, as it is the humidity. Never mind. Well, whatever it is, it's hot.
Well, I'll call room service.
For Pete's sakes, what's all this?
Oh, well, shopping all afternoon.
Well, I can see that. You know, you're going to have all your money spent before you get to Europe.
Well, I just got things we needed. Wait till I show you, dear. I got the most wonderful drip-dry background dress for Betsy on sale.
Where is Betsy?
Oh, another nice thing. She's out there. Playing in Gramercy Park.
What, you just left her?
Left her? I couldn't tear her away. She met some little girls and are having a fine time. I met their mothers, and it seems they leave the children in the park all the time. It's locked. Everybody who lives around Gramercy Park has a key.
Oh, how'd you get one?
Hotel has keys, too. I just asked the doorman. Anyhow, I want to show you what I bought today, then.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you what I've been doing, too. You know, this company we merged with is really one big outfit. I had no idea.
Really? Look at the Orlan sweater I got, dear.
Honey, I cannot look at anything until I have a shower.
Well, hurry up, then, because I want to tell you what I got.
Well, I want to tell you about this company,
too. Oh, yeah, I want to hear you. Hurry up. Now, room service, please.
Thirty years ago or so, when Grandma tackled the housework, there was no radio to keep her company, divert her, and make time speed by. Today, millions of housewives count on CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials to stimulate their housework hours, eliminate boredom, and add the dimension of entertainment to the routine. The day may come when a push-button robot maid will make life still easier for m'lady. But until that day comes, CBS Radio remains the best bet for daytime diversion with a purpose. Make the romance of Helen Trent, The Couple Next Door, Whispering Streets, Bob Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, the second Mrs. Burton, and Right to Happiness your not-so-magic formula for pleasant daytime listening, the kind that goes with you as you move about the house. It's a CBS radio service that serves every Monday through Friday. You, too, can take the irk out of work with CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials every Monday through Friday of every week on CBS Radio.
I wish you would stop fluttering around unwrapping packages. I'm trying to tell you this.
Well, I'm listening, dear. I just thought I'd unwrap what I bought today. Come on, dear.
All right, well, then I met a Mr. Gazelli and a Mr. Usako. Golly, I can't remember the names of all the guys I met. And you should see the offices this company has. They look like something out of the movie.
Look at this here. It's a raincoat. Just folds up into nothing. I can carry it right in my purse. I have some plastic rain shoes, too. They fold up into nothing.
Boy, when Crenshaw told me months ago that he'd merged with his New York outfit, I had no idea it was such a big corporation. Actually, it's fairly new, too. Most import-export companies have been in business for years, and I guess this Mr. Wigglefoot who started it was with one of them, you know, and then broke away to form his... Oh, Wigglefoot.
That's his name?
Wigglefoot, yes.
Honestly, Wigglefoot. Don't you wonder sometimes why people don't change their names when they've got such funny ones?
Yeah, well, I guess if it's your own name, you want to keep it anyhow. There's nothing very funny about this guy. Dignified as all get out. Very formidable, you know. Everybody down there acts as though they're scared stiff of him. He's a wonderful person to work for.
Yeah,
smart as a whip, you know. I understand he's built this business up from nothing.
Do you think, dear, you ought to sit around like that?
Oh, why? It's hot.
Well, the boy will be bringing the iced tea any minute.
Well, I guess the boy's seen a man in shorts before.
Well, I don't think it looks right.
Oh,
put your robe on. Here. Just a minute, please.
All right. Anyhow, I wish you would listen to me. I'm gonna meet this guy tomorrow. Yeah. Well, I've met him, but I mean tomorrow I've got a conference with Wigglefoot and two others.
Yeah, tell me there. Just a second, dear. Just a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Just set the tray down on the dresser, please. You want to sign for it, dear, or shall I?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I will. Thank you.
Dear.
Sorry. Just a second. Well, here you are, and thank you. Boy, don't you love it? They don't even say thank you anymore when you tip them. Just a superior little nod, and they walk out.
Look at this bill. $1.50 for two iced teas?
No kidding. Of course, I didn't have any change, so I had to give the guy 50 cents.
You must be out of your mind.
Well, I didn't have any change. He was standing there with his hand out, and...
I guess we're both out of our minds paying $1.50 for iced tea. Probably 2 cents worth of tea and the rest of it, ice and water.
Yeah, well, we got a plate full of sliced lemons, too.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, really, we just won't order things sent up to the room anymore, that's for sure. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for some papers in my briefcase. I got to go over them tomorrow with Mr. Wigglefoot, and I got a little work to do on them first. Maybe I ought to do it now while Betsy isn't here so I can concentrate.
Yeah, all right, dear. But first, let me show you the marvelous travel bag I bought. I was going to borrow the one Ann Lundell had in Europe, and then when I found out we were coming to New York for a week before we sailed, I thought, well, I'll just shop here. And look, dear. Isn't this a beauty?
Yeah, honey, could you move this stuff off the chair so I can sit down at the table here?
Well, you can move it. Just put things on the bed. Mm. Look at all these different compartments. See, on the outside and then inside here with zippers. There's three with zippers.
Yeah, it's very nice, darling.
Isn't
that nice? It's awful big, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I know from experience I was carrying around extra things for Betsy. Like a sweater and candy bars and all that. And I won't go anywhere without my raincoat and rain shoes, because you never know. I'll have some cosmetics I'm supposed to take around with me, to say nothing of film for the cameras. Travel folder. Oh, the things arrived from Elmer today. Here. Yes.
Fine.
My traveler's check that I left at home and your passport that you apparently left. This is your passport, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Boy, I'll never live that down.
Now, look at this, Jenny. I can put my traveler's checks right in this zipper compartment. See? Isn't this nice?
Uh-huh. Darling, I really have some work to do on these papers.
I just wanted to show you. I got something else today. Knowing all the different kinds of foreign money we'll be having, I bought this folding. Well, this is billfold. See how it kind of folds?
Fine.
Yeah. Well, it's an especially nice one.
Oh.
Because on this side, there's a little zipper place. Look here. And I thought that when I do carry my own passport, I could put it right in here. And then I'd be sure not to lose it. See, honey?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. You know, these figures don't look right. Well, I think I'd better double-check the whole batch before I show them the Wigglefoot.
Where is my passport? Dear? Dear?
What?
Even you're concentrating. The place could blow up and you'd never hear it. I want my passport.
Your passport? Why? Yeah. Why?
Well, I want to see if it fits in this little bit. Well, never mind. Why, dear? Where is it?
Honey, it's in my briefcase. Right there, right now. Right. Please, I'd like to get this done before Betsy comes back from the park.
Right.
Yes, right there. And we have to get ready for dinner.
Oh, here it is. Go on and work, dear. Go on and work. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, the passport fits in, but then I can't close the zipper. Oh, isn't that maddening? It was a rather expensive billfold. I thought I'd better get a good one, otherwise cheap ones just go to pieces, don't you think?
$6.9. That isn't right. I figure that out. Where's my worksheet?
Even if I don't close the zipper part, I can't pull the billfold together nicely. It sticks open. Passport with just a fraction of an inch narrow, you know, and
then it would work. 22.
Oh, 20. Yes, 22
carry the 3. No, I bet I could
do it. 19. Just trim this passport just a fraction of an inch.
Is that what I have?
Wouldn't make any difference to the passport. I mean, it wouldn't cut off any writing or anything. You know what I mean?
65. There, that checks for that. Now,
I could just take the scissors and trim this whole passport off a fraction of an inch, and it would fit in.
Oh, now don't tell me I didn't bring the most important. Oh, here they are. Now, let me see. I hope this tallies with it.
What do you think?
Other things.
Dear?
Fine.
Well,
do you think
it's all right?
Yes, honey, whatever you want to do. I am so busy getting these reports ready for Mr. Wigglefoot.
Gosh.
I cannot.
Wigglefoot? That is the funniest thing.
Yeah, well, it won't be funny if I don't get this.
All right. Just hand me the scissors on the desk right there. Right there. Turn the passport a little bit. Thank you. Now you go ahead and work. I'll be quiet as a mouse.
Fine. Now, let me see. This tallies with that. I approve that. Now, let's see. I better take this along, too, if I'm going to
This is going to work fine. This is very easy to trim. Mm-hmm. It's going to work out fine. I'll get it, honey. You go right ahead and work. Hello.
No.
Yes?
That's it, yes.
Yes, it is. Oh, long distance, Aunt Effie. Goodness, I hope there's no problem now about her getting to New York. Yes, operator, I'm holding on.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, you can't keep a CBS newsman down. Not when a plane will get him to his story faster. Strategically located in the great news centers of the world, CBS newsmen have carte blanche to track down their news by fast jet, camelback, mountain goat, or Shank's mare, if necessary. A trackless boy brings out the boy scout in a CBS newsman. Pack on his back, he'll blaze a trail if none exists. Durability and doggedness, plus keen reporting sense, are behind the unique success enjoyed by CBS newsmen in getting their stories first, fast, and most accurately reported to your ears. A prime example of the technique is veteran newsman Lowell Thomas. He's been everywhere, seen everything of news value reported from the remotest regions of the globe with a gift for color and detail seldom equaled. Monday through Friday evenings on CBS Radio, enjoy the word pictures of one of the greatest newsmen of all time. Hear Lowell Thomas reporting the news.
And Effie, listen. Yes, I know, but you can't wait that long. The boat sails Friday.
When is she getting here?
Hold on, Aunt Effie. Hold on. She doesn't think she'll get here until Friday morning, and I think she's foolish to wait
Friday?
That long. Yes, Friday.
Friday?
She's getting a ride with somebody who's leaving there on Wednesday, and they're stopping somewhere to see a cousin or something.
Oh.
But they promised Aunt Effie they'll get here by Friday morning
no.
at the latest, even if they have to drive all night.
Well, for the love of Mike, what if they have car trouble, a flat tire, or anything? I mean, what does Aunt Effie... Why does she take a chance
she's
like that?
She's saving money getting a ride with
oh,
these people.
Saving money. Probably missed the boat is what she'll do.
Listen, now, wait a minute.
Look, let me talk to her.
Yes.
Let me...
All right. Goodbye.
Let me...
Oh. She hung up. She just said this is long distance. Don't worry. I'll be at your hotel by 6 o'clock Friday morning at the latest.
Yeah, well, she better be. Yes. She better be. The boat sails from Hoboken. We got to get way over there, and we have Aunt Effie's ticket and... passport.
Do you think we should mail those to her so that she has them?
Oh, no, no, no. If we did that, she'd change her mind and come sooner. Then
yes.
the ticket and the passport
yeah.
would be back there in Dodge Center.
Dodge
and Martha would have left for Arizona.
Yeah,
so we have to check with the post office and see
yes,
if they can...
Yes,
oh, no,
right.
no, don't do it. No.
Oh, dear, now I'll worry all week then if he won't get here in time.
Oh, by the way, speaking of passport, what were you saying to me a little while ago? It seemed to me I had some vague uneasiness about something you were saying. I was busy working. You know, you were talking and something... About something.
I don't know, dear. I don't know. I can't think of anything but Aunt Effie right now. Well, I will worry all week about this. I just have a premonition that something is going to go wrong.
No, that's funny. I've got the same feeling.
Well, you do your work. I'll go to the park and get Betsy.
Yeah, okay. I guess we better just keep our fingers crossed, honey, that we're all on that boat next Friday.
Yes.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.